Amen. Praise God. Isn't it good to be in the house of God? Now take your Bible and open it to the book of John. John chapter 3. Amen. You can preach off of John chapter 3 every week of the year if you want to, every day of the year, and still not get it exhausted. Brother, there's a lot of preaching out of the book of John. I want to use a little word, one word. I'm preaching one word this morning. You said, we won't be here long. Amen. That word covers a lot of territory. Amen. Praise God. Somebody said we'll preach on that word, thee. Every time thee's mentioned in the Bible, we'll preach, and I get through preaching all the thee's out, we'll go home. You know, you'd be here a long time, wouldn't you? Amen. Well, I'll preach on the word a. Amen. A, you'll be here for a long time, wouldn't we? Amen. You better be glad I ain't got them two words. In the book of John, chapter 3, let's stand and read together. The Bible gives us something out of the Word of God. He said, there was a man, praise God, of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. The same, Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He done heard something about Jesus, hadn't he? Amen. Amen. Nobody can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Verse number 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee. That word verily, verily means truly, truly. It's a double authoritative statement. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, or unto thee, ye must be born again. Now, I want to pull out this word. I'm going to read two verses in, and then we'll sit down and pray. The Bible said in verse 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, I want to preach on this word, except. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse number 5. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You can be seated. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow our heads, realizing, Lord, that we're so unworthy to be in the very presence of the Lord God down at the house of the Lord on this Lord's day. Lord, we feel so unworthy to open the book that you've preserved and kept for us and recorded under the inspiration of the Spirit of God. Lord, the book that's kept us alive and moving spiritually down through the years, that's brought many to the Lord Jesus. Lord, we count it a joy to open it. And I pray now as you'd open our minds of understanding, that we'd be able to comprehend what thus saith the Lord. Lord, may we hear from heaven. May we hear the voice of God. May we hear the touch of God upon the lives of many women or see it. And God, we'll give you the praise and the glory. We thank you for what you're going to do. If there's one under the sound of our voice that's lost, if they died now, they'd go to hell. God, I pray that you'd touch their heart. Help them to see themselves as a sinner. Help them to see, Lord, that you can do something about that. If they'll call upon your name, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now I want to talk about this morning. This word, except. If you don't know what it means, just write this little word out beside it. Unless. That word except means unless. Now we're not going to change the word of God, but I want to put that in here to show you. Jesus said in verse number 3 to Nicodemus, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except or unless. You got that? In other words, he says, you have no other opportunity or have no other option at all. unless you're born again. Unless you're saved. Unless you're changed. And I want to talk about two or three more places in the Scriptures about this in just a minute. The new birth, being born again, being saved, being changed by the grace of God is the foundation hope of this world. This world this morning does not know what bad situation she's in. She don't understand that. But this world needs to be preached to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the birth of being born again, or the message of being born again, is what this world needs. That is the basic foundation, fundamental issue of the day. Now I say that the new birth out of chapter 3, and in including the entire word, this is the ABCs of Christianity. What's Christianity? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. Now I want you to know this morning, the new birth is the ABCs of that. The new birth is the foundational, fundamental doctrine that disturbs every cult in the world. Amen. We preach on being born again and they despise it. We preach the Word of God and what God says and they despise it. They turn their nose to the truth. They turn their ears away from the truth. And this morning we're living in a time that they need the truth of God. Amen. I was reading and run across a story some time ago. And there's this young lady. Brother, I'll tell you what, it don't make no difference how old you are. You need to be saved. You need to be saved. You're this high. Or you're this high, or you're this high, or if you're straight and tall or bent over and crooked, amen? You need to be saved by the grace of God. Brother, age has nothing to do with it. As long as you've reached that age of accountability and you know right from wrong, and you realize you're a sinner, you need to be saved or you're going to get in trouble. Except or unless you be born again, you cannot or shall not see the kingdom of God, amen? Look with me now. I'm talking about a story I read. This little old lady, a little old girl, she is coming up in the family and she come up in a kind of prominent family. And that little old girl, she went into trying to get into fashion, and where she'd fashion her, you know, use the new latest fashions that come out, and it would put on the jewels and the all the things that she put on the stones and show herself, and she would dress herself out in the latest fashions, and she was a model, and she loved it, and everybody loved her, and she just got involved in it, and that was her whole life, and she built her whole life as a young lady around modeling and all that. But one day at a very early age, she got some kind of terminal disease and was going to die. And she thought, boy, why God, would you allow this to happen to me? Why would you allow this to come my way? I've got it made. I'm in the prime of my life. Everybody loves me, and I love this. And now you put this terminal disease on me. And she got mad at God. And hey, so I want to tell you, she laid on her deathbed dying, having to come in and model before her because she loved it so well, and went out into eternity without God, unprepared. Brother, she spent her life in the wrong thing. And I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you better make sure the great thing that you have is the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, and don't die like she did without God. Amen. There's a fella on the ship, and he went out on the ship, and there he was. He was on this little cruise, and he had a fancy diamond of some kind. He'd get it out and show it to everybody. There was why he'd pitch it up a little bit and catch it. And they'd say, you better watch that. You're going to lose that diamond. He said, I love this diamond. It's precious to me. And he'd pitch it up a little bit more and get it. And he'd done that day after day. And they'd say, you better watch that. You better quit pitching that diamond up. You're liable to lose that. He said, I ain't pitching it far, amen. And one time he pitched it up and somebody hollered at him. About that time he lost sight and it bounced off and hit the rail and went over into the sea. And he screamed, and he screamed, and he looked over, he went into a rage, because he lost his diamond, and he couldn't get it. Bro, that's where his hope was. I want to tell you something. I've been preaching for years and years and years. And brother, I've got the diamond of repentance. I've got the diamond that'll help you. I've got the hope, brother, that you can put your anchor in. I've got the hope to preach to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've been warning you, you better take it. And you hadn't taken it yet. And you hadn't taken it yet. And one of these days you're going to die. And brother, you're going to be in a rage like those in hell are this morning. And weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. Because you did not give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want you to know this morning, Jesus said this to Nicodemus. I want to look at this little story here of Nicodemus. Would you look with me? We'll find this. Somebody said, why didn't Jesus take it to a drunkard? Why didn't he go speak to the thief? Because they needed Christ too. And they did. But I want to tell you something. Nicodemus was a good man. Nicodemus was a respected man. Nicodemus probably had better values than most church folks do today. Would you believe that? He was highly respected. He worked for a living. He enjoyed life. He was an honorable man. They had him in position here. He was sound in what he believed. The only thing is he just did not know the Lord. And the Lord said to him, and here's the words that come off the lips of Jesus, "Except a man be born again." Nicodemus, you've got to be born again. You've been born one time, but you've got to be born another time. You've had one birth, but Nicodemus, you've got to have another birth. Now this blowed the mind of Nicodemus. What? How can a man be born the second time? How can... It went through his mind. He was a reasonable man. Brother, I'll tell you what, you depend on reason, you can get in trouble. But you know what happens? He began to reason. How can a man, when he's old... I mean, Nicodemus is saying, how can this happen? How can this take place? How can a man be born the second time? Can he go back into his mother's womb and then be born again? And Jesus said, That's not what I'm talking about. He said, except you be born of the water and of the Spirit. This is a spiritual birth. He said, you've got to be born the second time by a spiritual birth. You've got to be born the second time, not physically. It's not the body that needs to be replaced. It's not the body. It's the soul that needs to be born again. Nicodemus, your body's been born once. It's here. It's alive. But you're dead in trespass and sin. And to be able to be alive in Christ and alive in God, you've got to be born the second time. And that's got to be through the water and of the Spirit, except or unless. Now, Nicodemus, you may have yourself a way that you may think that you can get there, but it won't work. You may have yourself another way that you think that you can do it. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way to Jesus, no way to heaven, but through Christ Jesus our Lord. Somebody said, preacher, I just joined the church, so I know the church will give. I was talking to a fellow back over yonder in South Carolina. And he told me this. He said, you know, he said, I'm a member of the Baptist church. Now, that ain't nothing sometimes to brag about. That ain't much to kind of write home about, is it? Amen. Not some of the Baptists I've met. And not some of the Baptists like I have been a few times. Amen. I mean, boy, I've been a poor excuse for a Baptist every once in a while. You said, preacher? Yeah, I'm talking about you too. Amen. But anyhow, this fellow said, I've been a Baptist. He said, I've been a Baptist all my life. And he said, I joined the lodge. And he said, I'm in the Masonic lodge. Boy, I wouldn't have bragged about that. I don't worry if he was bragging or not, but I wouldn't even have mentioned it. Amen. Somebody said, what do you think about that? I think a secret order. I don't believe man ought to join anything but two things God's instituted. One of them is holy matrimony, and the other is the church. And I'll tell you what, you get involved in the church and marriage, or, and they both get involved in you, and I'll guarantee you ain't going to have no time for anything else anyhow. Say amen. Amen. Praise God. Man getting married, and he ain't got time to do nothing else. Amen, just about it. Get involved in the church. Why, he can't fish and hunt and nothing else. Amen, I'm guarantee you right now. You don't believe it, you try it. So it must work pretty good. Some of you men agreeing with that. Amen. There ain't enough time, there ain't enough hours in the day for anything else. Amen. So I couldn't have time for a secret order. Can you just imagine that, coming home one day from the lodge meeting? And my wife said, "What'd you discuss?" I said, "I can't tell you." Boy, wouldn't that run her crazy? Amen. Imagine that, fellas. What'd they tell you? What'd you say? "I can't tell you." Boy, I'll tell you, you'd be a miserable person if you enjoyed it being there. Amen. I guarantee you. Well, get off the subject. I want to talk about this being born again. And I look at this, and this fellow said, "Well, I was a Baptist all my life in the Masonic Lodge." And he said, "If the Baptists don't get me in, the Masonic Lodge will." And I said, "Neither one of them will get you in. It's going to take a new birth in Jesus Christ. You got to be born, except or unless you be born again." Amen. Well, let's look at something. I want you to take your Bible and turn. Hold your place there. We may come back to it. We may not. Amen. Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, I'm going to give you two verses that word "except" is mentioned, and God says it twice. And you know what they are. We could quote them, but we're going to read them from the Word of God. God says it twice. Now, He told us you got to be born again twice in the book of John chapter 3. Now, He says this in Luke chapter 13 in verse number 3. And He says in verse 3, "I tell you, nay, but except," do you see that? "Ye what? Repent. Ye shall all likewise perish. Except ye repent." He said, except ye be born again, you'll not enter into the kingdom of God. Now He says, except ye repent. Somebody said, all you got to do is just have a head belief and believe everything's all right. Flip over and turn over a new leaf in life, and everything will be fine. But not according to what I read out of my Bible. "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Now, if you want to see another verse, and the Lord wanted to tell us that, look at verse 5 of chapter 13. If I have not looked this thing out wrong, I believe you'll find that it's exactly word for word, letter for letter, a punctuation by punctuation. He said, "I tell you, nay, but, comma, except ye repent, comma, ye shall all likewise perish." Now God said it twice. You've got to be born again. You've got to be birthed again. You've got to have a new birth. You've got to be born again, Nicodemus. You can't get into heaven no other way. You've got to be born again. You've got to have a spiritual birth. Now He's saying here, "I tell you nay, except or unless ye repent." There's got to be some repentance. Brother, this business of flipping over in your mind and getting a different idea about God and decide you're going to quit your foolishness, quit your ungodly living and start living right, taking off a few plans and programs in your life and quitting some of the old bad habits and start going to church and putting a Bible in your arm. Brother, you can do that all day long, but except ye repent. What do you repent? Repent of your sin. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord," preacher, "shall be saved." That's right. Now when He says that, what He's saying is you've got to have a repentant attitude, and you call upon God, you're repenting. You call upon Him. "Lord, I've sinned. The old prodigal son, brother, you couldn't got him to do this. He come up to the father one day and he said, "I want my inheritance. I'm ready to go. I'm old enough. I'm leaving the house. I'm tired of being putting up with a mom and daddy. I'm tired of being told what I can do. I'm tired of being told when I can come in and when I can go out. I'm tired of being told how I'm to live. Amen. I'm tired of it. So give me my inheritance." They gave Him His inheritance. And the Bible said He went down the road and He wasted His substance in riotous living. He had good friendship with the world, and his friends were all with him until he ran out of money. And when he could no longer help them, they got rid of him. You said, how do you know that? Because when I read in the Bible, he's down at the hog lot. There's nobody with him. He's by himself, and God had to get him by himself. God will have to put you sometimes to the lowest end of your life, get you to thinking, Brother, God has to... Why do you think sometimes things run rough for you? Because God is trying His best to get your attention. And there he was at the hog lot, and he said, oh, I come to myself. He's saying this. He did. The Bible said he came to himself. So he come to himself, he began to think about the Father's hired servants and what they had. They've got more than I've got. He said, that hog slop that they're wallering in down there smells so good. I could just about eat it myself. I'm so hungry. I think I'll get up and I'll go home to the Father's house. And he didn't come walking down the Father's house with an old heady, high-minded, pious spirit about him. Walk in and said, did you miss me? I bet you didn't want me to come back. I hate to have to come back and humble myself before you, but I got hungry. That ain't what he done. He come over the hill and he said, Father, I have sinned against thee. I've sinned against God, and I've sinned against you, and I've sinned against God. And brother, he had a repentant attitude toward him, tears in his eyes. And brother, I want you to know that's where God wants you. As an old sinner, God wants you to embrace Him. He's already died for you on Calvary. He's already shed His blood. He's already given Himself. He's standing with outstretched arms today, and He said, all I want you to do is repent. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish, except or unless. Unless. That means there's nothing else. Unless you repent. Unless you are born again, unless you repent. Now let's read something else. Let's take our Bible now and go to the book of Matthew chapter 5. Back up to Matthew chapter 5. Now these are sermons of Jesus. These are words of our Lord Himself. To the 5th chapter of the book of Matthew. I'll give you time to get there. And I want you to see this for yourself. Chapter 5, amen, and verse number 20. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 20. Jesus says, for I say unto you, hey, how many of you got a red letter Bible? Is this in red letters? The other two were too, weren't they? All right, for I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. He said, except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And now he said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. What's he saying? Your good works ain't no good. Did you know this morning if we could pull out one of these Bible Pharisees, if I could just reach in there and grab a Pharisee out of that Bible, and I could do it and pull him out and he's standing right beside us, I would challenge you this morning to look at him for a minute. If you looked at that Pharisee and he began to tell you what he did, where he went, how he lived, you'd say that Pharisee has got more righteousness about him than I have. They know how to quote the Scriptures. They know how to divide the Scriptures. They had them sewed in their garments. They were religious people. They were more religious than most church members are today. They would fast. They would tithe. They would pray. They would go to the house of God. They were, spiritually speaking, they were the religious people of the hour. And people looked up to them. If they wanted to talk about religion, bro, they went to the Pharisee. He knowed it. And the scribes, they're the one that wrote the Scriptures. They're the ones that were the leaders in the spiritual realm of the day. And you look at them and you said, hey, I don't even come up to the Pharisee. But Christ said, except your righteousness exceed thy righteousness, you're not going to get in. Now the only way your righteousness will exceed theirs is for you to have the very divine nature of Christ on the inside. And for that to happen, you must be born again. Right? And to be born again, you have to repent of your sin. Now let's turn in our Bible to another place. We could stay on these a little while. But let's go to Matthew chapter 18. Let's slide over to the 18th chapter of the book of Matthew. And we'll go to verse number 3. And when we get to verse number 3, will somebody just kind of wave your hand and say, that's red letters? It is, isn't it? Now this is not somebody recording something. Jesus is speaking these words. In Matthew 18:3 it said, And said, verily I say unto you, except or unless ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Except you be converted. Do you know what that word converted means? It means to be changed. Made new. Isn't that what God said? All things become new. Old things pass away. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. We're converted. Except you be converted. He says you'll not even see the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Unless you do it. All right, he says, unless you're born again. That second birth. Except or unless you repent. And then he says, except or unless your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. And now he says, except ye be converted. And then he adds that, and become as a little child. Amen. Become as a little child. You get that new birth, and you become a new person, born again, saved by the grace of God. Brother, when he says accept, that's exactly what Christ means, accept. There was a man about 100 years ago that was doing very good. He was influential in the community, making a lot of money. He was highly respected. And one day, he contracted a disease that he couldn't get rid of. He went to one doctor, and the doctor said, I can't do nothing for you. Went to another doctor, and that doctor said, I can't do nothing for you. Went to another doctor, and he said, try this medicine here. We'll see what it does. He tried that and it didn't work. Tried another doctor and he said, I'll give you something we're experimenting with. I don't know where it'll help you or not, but try it. And he tried it. It didn't work. Somebody stepped out one day and come to see him. He said, sir, he said, I was diagnosed with the same disease 10 years ago. And he said, you may not want to try this, but he said, I believe it'd be worth your interest. I've got the cure for you right here in a little bottle. He said, you take this medicine right here. It did it for me. I believe it'll do it for you. And the man said, don't want it. He said, don't believe it to start with. Well, he kept on dying. Getting close to the graveyard. Another friend come by and said, friend, I want to tell you, I was diagnosed with the same disease as you were. And I took this little medicine right here and it made me whole. And I've been free from this disease. I'd like to give it to you. It won't cost you a thing. I want to give it to you. He said, don't want it. Four or five come by to see him. Give him that little medicine. Finally, they put it in his hand and he took it up and threw it on the floor and stomped it. Died. And went on out into eternity. He said, what you getting at? For 48 years, I've been lifting Jesus Christ and holding Him high and telling men and women that I have a Christ that can forgive them of every sin they ever committed. I got the remedy for their soul. All you've got to do is reach out and take Him. All you got to do is reach out and repent. And I preached this morning what God said, except you be born again, except you repent, except your righteousness be as exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees, and except you become converted. And I'm holding it high. Been doing that for 48 years to one after another, one after another. They shook their heads. They wagged their heads. Some of them have refused, and I even had them to walk out the door before I got through preaching because they did not want the remedy. For 48 years, I've been trying to tell the story of the amazing grace of God right here. It's not in a bottle. It's not in my pocket. But I got it in the book. And God says, here's the remedy. The blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse you from all sin. And I've been waving that blood-stained banner. Men have shaked their heads. Oh, they've wagged their heads. They've stomped their feet. They've walked over and trampled the blood of Jesus Christ under their feet. And they've died. And some of them I preached their funerals while they're in hell screaming. I'm standing before you this morning. And I'm telling you the gospel news that Jesus still wants you. And you got to come His way, not mine. This is not my story I designed. This is not what you said, preacher, you've studied all that and you just kind of took over that book. Let me tell you. You want me to tell you what happened to me? I had the same disease you had. I had the same disease you've got. It was terminal. I was headed to a devil's hell. I could not do anything about it. My brother, one day the preacher waved the blood-stained banner, told me about the remedy. I shook my head, I walked away. But a few times he told me again and again and again. And finally I believed him and I took him by his word. And I went to the altar and praise God, he saved me. And he's cured me of that evil. Thank God I'm not going to hell, I'm going to heaven. It is true, the gospel works. I challenge you. If you don't know Jesus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Heads bowed. Eyes closed. Except or unless. God said, I'm going to give you, get that, just as I am. God says, I'm going to give you an opportunity one more time. I know what the remedy is. You need to be saved. You need to be born again.